The following is a true story of a young man's experience with prayer. I was so angry at God because I had asked God to help me stop doing drugs. And then before long, I was getting high again. I was angry at God, and I was angry at my parents who told me that God would help me if I asked. And I was angry at my Catholic school teachers who taught me the same thing. I was especially angry one Sunday when I went back to church after a long time, and the preacher said that we should be persistent in prayer and not give up. But I wanted to give up. I could no longer trust God after being seemingly turned down, or worse, ignored so many times before. And yet a few days later, after another terrible night acting in ways that left me shamed and empty and aching, I got down on my knees one more time. I uttered just two words, God, help. And I felt something. It was an inner click of willingness. Something inside shifted, and trust was born inside me. It only took that moment, and my recovery began. And now I'm glad for every prayer I said along the way. It took all that praying not to change God, but to change me. C.S. Lewis, a Christian author, says almost exactly the same thing. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God, it changes me. Prayer leads me to new life. The gospel this morning, I believe, reflects both of these stories. The gospel is an invitation to us to be people who in ongoing engage in conversation with God. It is Jesus' invitation that in that ongoing conversation with God, to share our fears, our worries, our doubts, and our anger. And to do so without feeling that we have let God down or that our faith is empty. Faith has room for doubt. Faith has room for doubt. It is in that conversation with God that when we share all of those worries and fears and doubts and anger, at least I am saying, I don't know. I don't know the decision that I'm to make. I don't know the direction I'm supposed to go. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this. I don't know what it is that I am to do. And it's exactly in those moments that we are called to prayer. It's those moments that we come to God in that ongoing conversation. And we don't worry, is my faith too empty? Am I not in good relationship with God? Our prayer begins when we approach our God and know the presence of our God in all of our prayer. That we approach our God in our prayer, and we do so with the loving trust that God is there. To trust that that prayer and that presence of God is real for us. And we can ask and we can seek and we can knock. That God is there to be that presence that we need in that prayer. Because what God offers us is what Jesus mentioned in the gospel. Because I wasn't ever really clear about this whole thing about this snake and this fish and this scorpion and this egg. Found something this week that helped. God doesn't offer a snake because that's evil. But God does offer a fish because that is a symbol of Christian abundance. God doesn't offer a scorpion because that's death. But God does offer an egg, the Christian symbol of new life. If you remember back at Lent and Easter, the three eggs that hung over the baptismal font, signs of new life. God is about new life. God is about goodness. And what about what we do here every weekend when we gather? What about this prayer? Every one of us who is here today is dealing with something in our life, and we need to say, God, are you with me in this? And it says that we're all the same, that we're all on this journey. But the beauty of it is we're not on it alone. We have each other, and that's why we come together. We come to support, we come to have compassion, we come to be with each other. A few weeks ago, Kayla Sovey stood before us and we blessed her. She was about to go off to Africa all on her own to work with those who are in human trafficking. A few months ago, we blessed the young people who went on our mission. The 11 o'clock mass a few weeks ago, we confirmed four young people. Every weekend, people put prayers in this basket and we hold it up. And we gather around these prayers. We have no idea what's in here, but it doesn't matter. It might be the fear, the worry, the doubt, the anger of someone. And we say, we remember this. Or the names of the sick, the names of the dying. Together we gather around those people. And as a community, we say, God is near, God is dear. We are lovers of our God. Our God is a lover of us, and so we love others. So for our prayer this week, what is your story of how your prayer didn't change God, but changed you? And is there some place in your prayer life, as it is in mine almost every day? Can I have more trust in God? Can I have more trust in God in my prayer? Let's bring that into the week as our prayer.